Still no containment to report in the 8,000-plus acre Horoso fire burning east of Española. The fire is in extremely difficult terrain, accessible only by helicopter, in a region with abundant ground fuels for further growth. A special tactical team takes on management of the fire as of today. Meanwhile, at the 23,000-acre Thompson Ridge fire in the Hemis, containment has reached 60%. Current burning is occurring within its established perimeter line. Near Pecos, the Tres Lagunas fire is at 80% containment and on track for full suppression this weekend. Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico is calling for an independent investigation into the government spying on Americans' telephone and email records. Udall is a member of the Senate Appropriations Committee and says the head of the NSA has promised to cooperate.
I want to let you know I voted against the Patriot Act in 2001. Since then, several of us attempted to add privacy protections to these laws, but faced strong resistance. It's very, very difficult, I think, to have a transparent debate about secret programs approved by a secret court, issuing secret court orders based on secret interpretations of the law.
The state prison south of Santa Fe has made plans to switch to the county water system and use its own wells for backup. The New Mexican reports that move will save millions of gallons of water a month. Local residents had been asking for the change, saying the decision will help preserve water for the nearby La Cienega community. The prison has been using as much as 6 million gallons of well water a month. Some of the legislation made law at the Roundhouse at the beginning of the year takes effect tomorrow. That includes the Fair Pay for Women Act that requires wages be equal pay irrespective of gender. Spaceport America's affiliated manufacturers and suppliers will receive limited liability in the event of a mishap. Television production shooting 6 or more episodes in New Mexico will see their tax rebate rise from 25% to 30%. And just in time for Sunday brunch, hotels and dining establishments will be able to serve alcohol as of 11 a.m. instead of noon. Santa Fe police say burglaries declined by 35% in May compared to that month in 2012. Then there were 228 combined residential, auto, and commercial burglaries. Last month, that number dropped to 149. The decline points to the continuing success of the department's Operation Full Court Press, which has detectives from the property crime, street crime, and narcotics teams all working together. The effort also entails following crime offenders through the legal system and working with prosecutors for stiffer penalties. Weather for Santa Fe, slightly cooler both today and Friday under mostly sunny skies, upper 80s for highs today and mid-80s tomorrow. A 10% chance for afternoon and evening thundershowers today increases to 20% Friday. For KSFR News, this is Dan Garrity.